Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Friday, May 19th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we've got a lot to talk about. Big news the last couple days. First up, just a couple house cleaning things. The social media review embargo for Wonder Woman embargo ended last night. That means critics and anyone who saw the movie early is freely allowed to talk about the film on social media. We have made a decision to not talk about any of the reactions, anything like that. Not even spoilers. We're definitely not getting into spoilers, and we're not even going to talk about the reactions, you know, good, bad, indifferent, anything like that. We're not going to talk about them. We're going to pretend it doesn't happen at all, because I know a lot of people want to go in to see the film fresh and with no influence from other people's thoughts. So does that sound fair?
Yep. So you can keep listening to this podcast and still stay 100% fresh going into Wonder Woman if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, that's our goal. And we'll obviously we'll see when we see the film, we won't even release a review until it's out in theaters for everyone to see. So we won't give our reactions or anything like that. And then one other quick note from yesterday, because I forced us to record early, I wasn't available to record. We had some late information about Billy Crudup leaving the role of Henry Allen. So we talked about the Entertainment Weekly article that said he had left, and that was quickly debunked. So I guess that part is unimportant, but we had to record early, so we didn't have the updated information. So basically, Billy Crudup is still with The Flash, and everything seems fine there.
Yep, and you did make sure yesterday that you said that we didn't know for sure, so props to you. I think that's my fault, too, for not... I tried to edit it out, and for some reason, I didn't.
Well, no. We had to record early, so it is my fault. I really just screwed up our mojo, is what I did there.
Yep.
And I'll take full responsibility for that. So on to the other Wonder Woman news. Quite a bit has been announced as usual. There's been a ton of like images, promotional images, stills, articles. Again, we'll let you know if there's anything important that's non-spoilery. But there's a couple new articles and 7 new stills came from Entertainment Weekly. Probably trying to make up for their article on Billy Crudup. But other than that, fan screenings were announced yesterday. So Wednesday, March 24th, there are going to be fan screenings in select cities across the U.S. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you're probably too late, because I think most of the locations, if not all, are onto wait list. It doesn't hurt anything to sign up for the wait list, but this is a pretty cool thing that they're doing, getting to see it 8 days early, I guess, for some fans.
Yeah, that's really cool that they're doing it that far in advance, that early, and just giving tickets to normal people like us.
Yeah. Batman v Superman had the ones if you went to the IMAX trailer release the year before it came out. They had free screenings. I think that was the Monday before. But yeah, I've heard good things about these fan screenings before. I've never been to one, hoping to go to this one. Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Box Office Pro had updated tracking information. Yeah, they released yesterday on Twitter. Previously, they had said 83 million for their long range. Now they're projected the domestic opening weekend of 90 million plus. So that's good. Numbers are heading in the right direction.
Yeah, they're not downgrading the numbers at all. But yeah, I mean, 90 million, that would be a fantastic, fantastic opening.
Right. Agreed. And we'll probably get closer information in the coming week or two. But wow, we're 2 weeks from the wide release. Just realized that. And then there was also a new poster released recently. They've had quite a few, but this one was Gal standing there with the lasso of truth, looking like Wonder Woman.
Yeah, and one of the cool, or my favorite picture from the Entertainment Weekly article too, is her with the lasso. Yeah, it looks cool. I like the visual effect they've done with it.
Yeah, I'm cool to see the. I'm excited to see the Lasso of Truth in action. I think we've talked before. That sounds like not a really cool thing. That sounds like a comic book thing. I've always liked it in the comic books, but I don't know how it's going to translate into live action. But you know, the trailers and everything so far, it's looked great, and I'm excited to see more of it.
Definitely. Moving on to another DCEU movie, Aquaman. We got two new looks at Amber Heard as Mera, both on Twitter, one from director James Wan and one from the actress playing her, Amber Heard. What did you think of the way Mera looked?
Looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any more details. It looks a little bit different than the costume from Justice League, which makes me think, like, how often do Atlanteans change their clothes?
Right.
You know, like, oh, this one really smells like salt water. I should change into something else.
Well, you're kind of like always cleaning it. Like, if you move around enough, it just kind of cleans itself.
Oh, so you think like taking a dip in the pool counts as a shower?
That's what I do.
Oh, okay.
Is that not what normal people do?
Why would you take a shower when you could take a dip in the pool? Yeah. But I mean, she looks fantastic. Very red hair. Very red hair. You know, we can see, and a very green costume. I think she looks great. She looks like Mera.
Yeah. Can't say much more than that.
I guess yesterday was her first day of filming, too. She's shared something on Twitter. You know, she's been preparing for over a year. She's gone a long time without donuts.
Yeah.
it's worked for her. And on to TV news. Big news on the CW universe. Black Lightning has dropped their first look trailer on YouTube. This is almost a 3-minute trailer, which is surprising because according to Deadline, they only shot a 15-minute presentation. We knew they weren't going to do a full pilot, but only 15 minutes of footage was actually filmed.
Yeah, this could like be potentially 20% of the entire thing that they showed the network to get them right to buy it.
Right. That's big. What'd you think of this?
I really liked it. It's almost exactly what I was hoping they were going to do with the show. Obviously, it's not the whole thing, but everything that they put into this trailer, I'm like, yes, this is what I wanted them to do. They show the family. They talk about Thunder and Lightning. They already show his daughters like kind of getting powers and stuff. So that's what really interests me about the Black Lightning storyline, maybe having like a family of superheroes, and it looks like that's what we're going to get.
Yeah, and they filmed, my guess is these action scenes, maybe they'll be touched up a little bit, but I'm guessing these will be used, they'll reuse those for the pilot.
Yeah, they look good.
Like the 15, yeah. I mean, there's some spots here and there, but for a 15-minute quick presentation, I think it looks great, and it looks like kind of like what you said. It looks exactly like what I would want in a Black Lightning series. It's got everything I want. Black Lightning looks really good. The costume in action, it looks good. He looks really bulky. And Cress mm-hmm. Williams is a kind of a thicker built guy. He's well built, but he almost looks bulkier in it. But it looks great. And it looks like a serious, dark, you know, crime drama. They're fighting the 100, which is exactly what I wanted.
Yep.
It just makes so much sense. We're going to see flashbacks to 2005, it looks like. And then back to present day, we're going to get to see him as a principal, you know, at the school and everything. This is what a Black Lightning show should look like based on what we've seen so far.
Yep. And we got to see some track and field action.
Yeah. That was, if I had to nitpick, that was, they could use a track and field, expert on the show, because that's not how you run, if you're doing track. If you're in the blocks, the first thing you should do to sprint, the first thing you should not do is stand straight up, because then you might as well start standing straight up. But other than that, my minor nitpicks aside, I'm super excited for this.
Yeah, we should start a track and field podcast too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one at a time.
So along with this trailer, there's also a new synopsis that they put out. Jefferson Pierce is a man wrestling with a secret. As the father of two daughters and principal of a charter school that also serves as a safe haven for young people in a New Orleans neighborhood overrun by gang violence, he is a hero to his community. 9 years ago, Pierce was a hero of a different sort. Gifted with the superhuman power to harness and control electricity, he used those powers to keep his hometown streets safe as the masked vigilante Black Lightning. However, after too many nights with his life on the line and seeing the effects of the damage and loss that his alter ego was inflicting on his family, he left his superhero days behind and settled into being a principal and a dad. Choosing to help his city without using his superpowers, he watched his daughters Anissa and Jennifer grow into strong young women, even though his marriage to their mother, Lynn, suffered. Almost a decade later, Pierce's crime-fighting days are long behind him, or so he thought. But with crime and corruption spreading like wildfire, and those he cares about in the crosshairs of the menacing local gang, the 100 Black Lightning returns to save not only his family, but also the soul of his community.
Yeah, so that synopsis there is definitely longer than the 15 minutes they filmed.
Yep.
That's massive. We should point out the CW released the synopsis for all the shows that are coming back in the fall. None of them really had any new information except for a little bit from Legends of Tomorrow. But this is officially being held for mid-season, which is really bummed that we see this trailer, get all excited for it, and don't get to see it probably till January at the earliest.
Yeah.
But this sounds... The synopsis sounds great. Yeah, the other thing that came out was that it is not going to be, at least initially, in the Arrowverse. What do you think about that, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I think I'd prefer it to be in the Arrowverse. But if they have their own thing that they want to do and they want to maybe free themselves up to tell stories without having to worry about it, how it ties into the Arrowverse and not having to worry about, oh, why isn't Black Lightning there in the crossover? That's okay.
I think eventually if the show's successful, they're going to cross over in some form or fashion, whether they ultimately put him on the Arrow or Earth 1 or 38 or another one. I think ultimately they're going to want to cross him over. But I guess it's just wait and see for now. I think it would be sort of a missed opportunity just to put it on a different Earth because the crossovers are good for them. So I was just thinking with this debuting in January, how cool would it be if one of the fall seasons of fall episodes of Legends of Tomorrow was them traveling to 2005 and seeing a young Black Lightning, you know, have Salim Akeel, the showrunner for Black Lightning, write the episode just so the character's on point and sort of set it up. I thought that would be awesome. There's definitely reasons for not doing that, but as a fan, I think that would be a really cool thing to see the team interacting with the older version of the younger Jefferson Pierce. But I don't know. I'm excited about this show. It looks really dark and different from everything we've seen before in the Arrowverse. Definitely has a unique feel to it, like you said. So I'm excited for it.
Yep, me too. So like you mentioned, CW announced their fall schedule. Supergirl and Flash don't have any change. Legends of Tomorrow stays after the Flash on Tuesdays. But Arrow is going to move to Thursdays at 9, which is the first time it's ever not been Wednesdays at 8. So again, Thursdays at 9 is when Arrow's going to air. And then iZombie and Black Lightning are going to come out. They're going to do mid-season premieres.
It's a lot of shows to keep track of.
But, yeah.
I guess none of that news is shocking other than Arrow kind of switching times. That was a bit of a surprise. But other than that, now you know. Last thing we've got today is a Twitter question from @Condor_Zlander. Could The Flash still go into production this year or any other DCEU film? It is May right now, so we got quite a bit of time left in the year. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, I think Flash could definitely go into production. I mean, the main cast is really still all together. If the rumors are true, there seems like they're getting close to getting a director. And they just turned in the first draft of the script. So, I mean, things are moving. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility to get production started this year.
I'm definitely expecting some DCEU other film other than Aquaman to go into production by the end of the year. I don't know. I think The Flash is a good chance. It depends on what director they choose. If it is Zemeckis, then probably not because he starts filming his other film in August. So he probably wouldn't have time after that to do that. If they pick, you know, if it is Sam Raimi, I don't think he's doing anything right now. He could probably, he'd probably shoot tomorrow if they wanted him to. But Matthew Vaughn, you know, if it's him, you know, he's got a film that comes out in September, so it might not be him. But I think another film, if not The Flash, you know, Gotham City Sirens is a possibility. Really any of them, because there's, I don't know, at least 10 films that have scripts being worked on. If any of those are done or close to done that just need a polish, they could start filming relatively soon. Oh, I think Shazam is actually is the right. best chance.
Yeah.
David F. Sandberg hasn't said what he's doing, but he took last month off after finishing Annabelle, and now he's back to work on something. Obviously, we assume that is Shazam. If that's the case, that could begin filming in the next several months if the script is done for that. So, you know, maybe even by the end of summer or early fall, it wouldn't surprise me if Shazam goes into filming.
Yeah, that was actually thinking that after I talked about The Flash and you were talking, I was thinking, oh yeah, probably Shazam too.
Yeah, that's probably my number one most likely to start filming next. I would probably pick Shazam.
Yep.
All right. Well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.